great weight down there. You command those forces than anything else, I think.
And I think you just have to get the fellow that he suggested and go on and move him in there. And I told him to get Anderson out and move this fellow, Bennett, to Anderson's place in Portugal, provided they had clearance with Fulbright and that committee, so we don't get hung up there. And they tell me Ball has done that. I have checked
it. I talked to Anderson about this when he was here the other day, and he's prepared for a move around the turn of the year. And he took it well.
He's phased out, though. He knows that.
Well, that's right. I told him that you'd ought to be making a change around the first of the year.
Yeah. All right.
And let's see. On other matters, I think there's nothing.
Did you get any reaction to Dirksen or any of the others on these on your poll? I got a report from Bob on about 10-12 that he talked
about. Dirksen is not particularly anxious to have a new resolution. He doesn't think it's needed. He thinks it might be a divisive debate, but I think we'd get his support if we needed one. The circumstances were such I didn't really get a chance to go into him about these various rumors about the people have been putting up about a pause, so I didn't get any view on that from him. I did from Les Ahrens, and I think that whatever we did on that, he would not personally give us difficulty. Les Ahrens seems to be in a mood to support us on foreign policy, or rather not cause undue trouble. I think the problem we have are among our own Democrats, and I'm hoping very much we can get it. Mansfield and Fulbright promptly when they get back here.
What did you think about Mansfield's response?
Well, I thought he left himself a good deal of room to grumble some more, whatever happened. It seems to me that was what he was doing, that he just wouldn't come clean on it. And, but I think we have to talk to him further when he gets back here.
My own feeling is that it ought to, that we can't have a mention of something like that without all the voters' opinion taking over and shoving on us. And I think we ought to put it on the back burner and just forget that we're giving consideration to it, because I'm not giving enough consideration to it to justify anybody thinking that we are considering. And Mac has just called me and kind of made a big sales pitch, and I told him that, well, he says we got to decide these things on the merits, not what's in the papers, and I said, that's what I'm doing. And I don't see any merit in it as of this moment, and let's just don't hold out a lot of hope and have everybody at the junior level telling Margaret and the time and everybody else that if they just heave a little more,